What's the ripple effect? You have to start with a penny. And how do these two things truly impact your life in logistics sales?
Welcome to the HPLS podcast. Live, relevant, and high performance information, conversations, and education weekly.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. And today we are back into chapters. Let me just see here quickly. I apologize. Chapters 8, 9, and we'll probably even get into 10 of The Slight Edge. Now, again, if you haven't got this book yet, this is the book to get because personally, I've read hundreds of personal development books, hundreds of productivity books, hundreds of business books, and this one is really hitting home. You know, talking about the mundane things, the things that we do in sales that we don't see move the needle, but are actually moving the needle huge. And so I want to start with one concept. I won't get too deep into this chapter because really the nucleus of success is the ripple effect, right? So if we look at the ripple effect, we say when you create a positive improvements in your life, you create positive ripples that spread around you like a pebble of positivity dropped into a pond, right? You might have heard me say, the fact is, no matter how big the rock is, when you drop it into this still water, it changes the shoreline. And it might not change it for long, but it's like Zig Ziglar said, you know, motivation and personal growth is like showering, right? You have to do it every day. And I believe that the ripple effect in sales, specifically in logistics sales and specifically in today's day and age, is that continuous prospecting with the full concentration on, can you serve at a higher level? Can you really serve your customer or your prospect or your next customer? As opposed to thinking about money. And I know that concept, I explained this the other day on a podcast, and I know that concept when I say it is one of those concepts where a lot of people don't grasp. They really don't get it. And don't get me wrong, money is just as important as air. But I believe, regardless of where you are in your present situation, if you focus on serving, and if you focus on serving at the highest level, you will come out of it. There's ebbs and flows in everyone's life. I can get into a million of them that I've been through. But the fact is that intense focus on how are you driving the result for the people you serve. And that's really the focus. And that is what I really would like you to focus on, the ripple effect. Right? It says, when you reach out and positively affect one other person through your interaction and the words you create a slight change in that person who then will reach out and positively affect someone else. Simply put, one touches another who touches another. And when you really think about that, when we positively impact our colleagues, our friends, our family, our clients, they positively impact others. Have you ever been in a room with somebody where when they leave, you feel better than when they got in? That's the ripple effect. And then what happens to you? You typically pay that forward, right? It's like going to a coffee shop in a drive-thru or like a Dunkin' Donuts or a Tim Hortons in a drive-thru and somebody pays for your coffee. They call it paying forward, right? So you pay for the person's coffee behind you. And all that. I mean, this is just a ripple effect in multiple different levels. So your ripple effect is you do one really good thing for a prospect and you help them solve a really good issue. The ripple effect of that could be they'll give you a reference letter so you can use that to bring somebody else into your world to help them solve a similar issue. Right? So the ripple effect goes way beyond just positivity and just, you know, it's not even involved in this Pollyanna rose-colored glasses crap. It's the fact that if you keep putting out positive motion towards your goals, towards your dreams, your desires, and if you're bold, fierce, and unrelenting in chasing your dreams, you will get there. I think, honestly, most people give up before they get there. And trust me, there's so many things in life that you'll see as massive mountains. But with the right vehicle, you can get up any mountain. And I think the biggest trick is in all of this for us as humans is getting our mindset to the point where we know we have to find the vehicle to get up the mountain. And what I think most people do is instead of creating a ripple effect, they try and take the same vehicle up the mountain and they consistently fail, right? And let me rephrase that. They consistently hit roadblocks and consistently get moved backwards. You only fail when you stop, okay? In our industry, the reality is everyone that you call, if you do your research and you understand how to prospect, I'm going to assume you do because you're watching this show, needs what you have. The question is, do they need it now? Or does somebody else that's serving them have a greater level of goal achievement than you do? And it all comes down to goal achievement. Any ripple effect, positive and negative, comes down to goal achievement. And when you think about that, this is the nucleus of everything we do. And some of you might say, no, Dan, I just pick up and deliver freight. No, you don't. You help customers attain the goal. That goal is to get their product to the customer's door. The question is, how are you doing it differently? Right? So when we start really focusing on this part of our sales, we start really understanding the true necessity of what we do. Now, we're going to get into chapter 9, because for chapter 9 for me is one of the greatest chapters. Again, and I know I keep saying this every time I talk to you about this, but here's the nucleus of it, okay? You have to start with a penny. I love that. You know, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, and I believe that was Lao Tzu. So you have to start with a penny. No one ever starts with nothing. They start with a penny. That penny is an idea. That penny is a thought. Here's what Jeff says. Whatever success you want to create, whatever feats you want to achieve, whatever dreams you want to make real, you can. And you don't have to do impossible, extraordinary things to make it happen. But you do have to do something. You have to start with a penny. Now, as we go into this chapter, you know, he goes in and starts debunking a lot of things that we think are holding us back, right? Those internal false beliefs, those external false beliefs. And the reality is, we have to start with a penny. It's the power of the 1%. So if you have an idea that you want to bring forth to the world, that's the penny. That's the starting point. We all have a penny to start with. And, you know, I look at it and I say, okay, hold on. What do you mean we all start with a penny? And he goes in here and he says, a penny for your thoughts. Now imagine instead of, he says, so if you want to come up with something that'll make you feel one penny's worth better, could you do something every day? Of course, a little moderate exercise, a brisk mile walk, a 15 minutes on the treadmill to get your heart rate up, no big deal. And your reward, when you wake up the next morning, do you feel better? Not really. This is not noticeably. Maybe just a little. Say a penny's worth. And what he's talking about with this specific sentence is we all start the day with a penny. And what are we going to do to compound this? Now, I know I spoke about this a little bit last week because a lot of these chapters flow into each other. So the compound effect of what you're doing in sales, right? The compound effect of prospecting. I could tell you, I started prospecting beginning of January again when I got back into logistics sales, and it's a completely different world. Full transparency, it's tough. Like, I hear all of you and I honor all of you that are consistent in your prospecting. But every day you're putting more pennies in that jar, and eventually that jar will compound its interest and deals will start to close. That's the idea of you have to start with a penny. So yes, if you prospect today, will you get results? Maybe, maybe not. And you could end the day going, man, I've just done all of this work and I've seen nothing. But you started with that penny. You've made deposits in the bank account of your next level growth. And that's really the essence of the 1%. Because as a sales rep, the top 1% of sales reps in every industry consistently do the mundane things that get them results over the long period of time. So I understand that sometimes a lot of you, as you're sitting there today and you're working with your company, and maybe your numbers aren't where they are, and maybe your managers or your VPs or your owners or your office, you know, whoever is running the office is coming down on you. And that's tough, right? That eats away at our internal like drive, because we get frustrated, like, but we're doing our best. But here's the thing, just keep plugging. Just keep making those deposits. Keep adding a penny for your thought, and you will get results. You know, he talks in here about, you know, a penny saved is a penny earned. No, a penny saved is a penny saved. And that penny saved could be three pennies saved next week, next month. And that's the idea of compounding these mundane tasks. And, you know, this is amazing, because these smallest things are really the biggest things in this entire scope of sales. The smallest things, sending that targeted email. The smallest things, making that follow-up call. It's so easy to do, and it's even easier not to do, because we're frustrated, we're getting aggravated, maybe we're getting down, maybe we're losing our credibility to ourselves. Maybe we're losing, you know, that self-image that we had of we're an awesome salesperson. But the reality is, in life, these small things add up to huge things in the end. And that's the message today. And I think this message is needed more in today's environment, because it can get you down pretty fast, and it can take a toll on your self-image. It could take a toll on your personal motivation. It can take a toll on your attitude, on your positivity. It could really take a toll on this. And I guess where I'm coming from here, and the big kind of aha in this, is instead of focusing on the results that really we can't control, right? We might want this person as a customer, but what's happening in their company, we can't just override it and, you know, I dream a genie and all of a sudden, ching, they've arrived. But what we can do is control our actions and our output. And, you know, Alex Hormozi talks a lot about it, where he says, you know, here's the thing. Volume negates luck. And what that is that's not putting 1,000 people into an autopilot email sequence and spamming the shit out of them. Volume, doing the work, putting the work in every day as much as you can, making the switch from operations or problem solver or firefighter to salesperson as fast as possible. And there's a great trick that I use for doing that, just to bring that up, and I'm kind of hammying from over the hedge here. I'm jumping back and forth, but a great trick is to release and reset. So when you've gone from like an operational firefighter, right? And you've put the fire out for your customer and everything's good. Stop. Make sure your phone's off. Like, make sure everything's off. Make sure your phone's off. And just close your eyes. And release the feeling that you have of that firefighter. Okay? Release the feeling of solving that challenge, that problem, that situation for a customer. And then reset your intention. So in essence, what you do is you close your eyes, you take 10 to 12 really deep breaths, and you say, okay, I solved that. I was able to get that done. Now I need to release it. Take another 10 deep breaths, and then set an intention for your next activity. Okay. Over the next hour, or the next connection I make, and every connection thereafter until my next activity, I am going to do with the utmost focus, integrity, clarity, because the next prospect I connect with needs me. to help them achieve their goals. And that's a really good intention setting tool. And then you open your eyes, fire up your email or fire up that phone and make the calls, send the emails. That's volume negating luck. It's outworking the competition. And that's really what it's all about. Because if you stay in front of people, when the market turns, not if, when the market turns, you will be the person that's in front of them, hands down. Until next time, my friends, remember, go out there, make every call educational and crush your sales. And if you haven't grabbed the Slight Edge yet, you got to get this book. We'll see you next week. Have a great weekend.